Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Here we go. Bye.
Welcome back to hour number two of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our clubhouse studios down here at 13th and Central on a beautiful October 15th here in on the west coast of Florida. And gorgeous weather going to be this way all week long. I was fortunate enough last night to go to the Clearwater Jazz Fest and the spectacular weather. I'm joined by Brad Richardson, our Body Armor Prep Connection guru, and, of course, baseball Ben Botham. Beautiful day, huh, boys?
Absolutely, yes. Typical Florida weather in the fall. Well, it's just getting started, too, but, hey, it's beautiful out. Can't beat this weather this time of year.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Of course, jam-packed as every Saturday. We've got the only thing we're missing, unfortunately, is Ray's conversation. And we're not going there today. Nope. But we've got plenty of MLB action, a lot of unique scenarios that are looming out there. I love the upsets that are taking place, and it's good for baseball.
Yeah,
it's definitely good for baseball. Let's go over those games. You'll be over here. Comes Peter Gollenbach and the lovely bride Wendy. Let's go over those games, and then of course we got all the college football action as well.
Take it away, Ben.
All right, so on the docket, we got the Yankees versus Guardians. The Guardians are on game three of a best of five series. The Guardians took the second game in a 4-2 win victory on Friday. They played a little bit of small ball, which was great. I love seeing that. You know, there was a little bunting by Stephen Kwan, who started off the game on the first pitch for a bunt, which was great. I love seeing that.
You don't see that much anymore, actually, as you said. Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, and so that was great to see. The Guardians also have the lowest strikeout percentage, 18.2%. Entering into game two, though, they had a 29.9% rate. So it's glad to see them finally getting back into hitting the ball a little bit, which is great. Game three, you have the Yankees starting Luis Severiano. Severiano. There you go.
Double. Yeah, that rolled off my tongue.
Come on, Ben. Weren't you in a few spelling bees?
I've been doing Latin linguistics.
There he goes. Hey. He's 7-3 for the season with a 3.18 ERA. And so then we move on to the Guardians, who will be starting Tristan McKenzie, who's 11-11 on the season with a 2.96 ERA. And this is just his second postseason start going against a guy who has 10 postseason starts. So I'm thinking the Yankees are probably going to pull out a victory here for that game.
It's a must-win game.
It is a must-win. And the Yankees, of course, this is after two rainouts. So they're going to be very refreshed. Yankees don't like playing in the rain. And so I think the Yankees will pull out a win today. But they need Aaron Judge. He needs to step up. Phillies versus Braves. The Phillies are up 2-1 and over the Braves for this World Series. Astros versus Mariners. The series is 2-0. Astros, Mariners need to step up their game a little bit here. Struggled in the late innings, giving up those two games in the eighth and the ninth inning. Unfortunately, we really thought they were going to win. I really did, to at least pull out the first game.
I definitely did, and I was thinking about you and your bizarre affection for the Seattle Mariners growing up in St. Pete, Florida.
It was just Ichiro. You know, I got a soft spot for him.
Yeah, out of your mind spot. We'll talk more baseball in detail with Peter Gotham down the road here.
And then Dodgers and Padres. The Padres are leading 2-1 in the series against the mighty Dodgers. And, of course, I do think that this has something to do with that, with the goose on the loose. The goose is bringing some luck down to the Padres.
Quickly, the goose and the loose story for anybody who missed the first hour, and then we'll reach out to Zach Petrell, president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
So in the eighth inning, a goose landed on the field, and they couldn't get the goose off. They had to do a pitching change in order to get him off the field. And so since that happened, they have not trailed an inning since the goose came onto the field. So the goose is good luck. The goose is bringing some kind of change and some kind of momentum for the Padres.
Any more games today? I think that winds it up on the MLB side thing.
Yep.
College action down here right now, Michigan, Penn State. Like I said, 95 televisions. You got Miami and Virginia Tech And that is today, Alabama, Tennessee. The Alabama watch party will be upstairs. And, of course, they will be pulling for their Crimson Tide against the Vols. You got Florida at LSU up in Gainesville. And, of course, Tallahassee, you've got Florida State, Clemson tonight, and all the Florida State faithful. And now he's in North Carolina. I believe he's at Tar Heel. Last time we had a conversation, we just got done talking to Tar Heel. They had golf coach over at Eckert, and he's Zach Littell, the president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well. I'm actually not in North Carolina currently, though. It's funny you guys were talking about the baseball game. I'm out in L.A. right now because the Panthers are playing the Rams tomorrow. So, of course, we were here in Santa Monica going out of the bars, and the WPB was blasting the game last night.
Well, I'm sure – right now, Santa Monica, one of my favorite spots. You been out to the pier?
We haven't been out there tonight, but believe it or not, it's raining right now. I didn't think it rained in L.A., but it's coming down pretty hard at the moment. Hopefully we can get out there this afternoon.
Well, we just got done talking to John Rieger is my partner on our On the Tee Florida show, and we talked about the induction ceremonies taking place on November 2nd, and with Fred Ridley, of course. He's the chairman of the Masters in Augusta. And then we just got done talking to Barry Smith. Barry's up in Pittsburgh. He's going to catch the Penguins and the Lightning tonight. And then he's going to catch, the Steelers and the Bucks tomorrow. So a lot of Florida Sports Hall of Fame conversation here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. So I'll let you talk about the event on the 2nd and over at Raymond James Stadium and what's going to take place in the inductees.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm glad to hear that you spoke to those guys. I think the last time we spoke, Mike, was before we actually announced the inductees. So, you know, it's nice now to have another conversation now that they're out there. We've got a class of 12, accomplished athletes and professionals who are being inducted on November the 2nd. That's a Wednesday night at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. And like you said, Fred Ridley is part of the class. Pam Oliver, is a phenomenal broadcaster. Rick Ankiel, who's kind of near and dear to me because I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan. Luis Gonzalez. And one of the most special stories, actually, it's been really phenomenal, is a guy named Chris Mickett. And Chris is a accomplished Special Olympian, and he's actually done a lot of triathlons. And just a week or two ago, he just completed Kona out in Hawaii, which any triathlete would know is the pinnacle of triathlon racing. So he completed that, and he's coming straight to Tampa, with his participation medal, and we're excited to have all those people inducted that night, and it's going to be a really special night at the stadium.
Well, that young man, I talked about profiles and courage, and how impressed I was. I believe it was the ESPYs when they did a presentation to him, as well as they showed his training. Regiment with his father. Talk about inspirational. I mean, every person that has reached to the level that these 12 have has a special story and motivation and people behind them. But this is that without a shadow of doubt is exceptional. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and have a conversation with he and his father.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what, Chris has got such an awesome personality too. When we had the golf tournament that John Rieger was a big part of in June at Reunion, Chris came in. We had a night before pairings party event, and we revealed the inductees, and Chris came in immediately, gave me a hug, was just really gracious, was excited to be there. And it's fun to be around him and his family. And like you said, all 12 of the inductees have just done some amazing things in their careers. So it'll be nice to celebrate them and just kind of see firsthand them being inducted to the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm looking forward to finally meeting you with conversations. And I've got plenty of your gang that are on the board and some of the founders in my circle. So I look forward to meeting the North Carolinian that particular day, and we'll set up. I'll have you guys send me interviews, and I think it's going to be one heck of an evening. I know Barry's really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. No, it's going to be great, and we'd love to. We're starting to fill the place up, and we're about 3 weeks out, and there's definitely some two-pack tickets available for any fans that are interested in the area that want to come by and check out the nominees, come check out the We're going to be set up in the East Club section at Raymond James, and it's going to be a really fun layout. The ceremony is going to be amazing. And then following the ceremony, we've got DJ Fresh from the Rays is going to be DJ Fresh for a little while. So we'll have an after party, too. So we're just going to make it a really fun celebration evening.
Well, anything that Barry Smith, I told this to Barry, we went out to eat the other day. Anything that Barry Smith's tied to, he didn't want it stodgy. It's a party, and appropriately so, because, you know, everybody's letting their hair down and enjoying themselves. And I applaud you guys for going with that type of format. And for anybody listening and wants tickets, that part of Raymond James Stadium is freaking class and a superb place. And you can say that you were given the opportunity to go there and see these incredible accomplishments of these people. How do people find the information on it, Zach? And I'll let you go back to the rain in Santa Monica.
Yeah, no, the easiest way is just to go to our website. It's FLA, as in Florida Sports, with an S, HOF. So FLASportsHOF.org. And right on the homepage at the top banner, there'll be some information about the induction. Click on that, and it'll pull up all the different ticket and options. And we'd love to have some more people out there, some of your audience out there, and join us. And like I said, it's going to be a great evening. We're going to have a lot of fun.
All right, Zach. Did you say you went to North Carolina?
No, I live in North Carolina, but I grew up a Tar Heel fan my entire life. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a Tar Heel. Well,
I'm going
to
say, yeah, Tobacco Road matchup tonight. And then I think this will probably be the last time I ever have you on our airways, because you never shared with me that you were a St. Louis Cardinals fan. And I used to work for the Cubs organization. I already dumped. Hey, don't take it personal. I dumped a brother-in-law over it. So, you know, we'll agree to disagree on the second and have some fun. How's that?
Yeah, I agree. That's good work.
All right, my man. Have a safe trip, safe travels, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, take care. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And that's Zach Lapelle. He's the president of the new president, the little new blood, Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And we're going to take a break in a couple minutes, so we'll come back, and you guys are going to talk a lot of baseball. And I'm looking forward to some of your honesty. Who do you think could be one of the greatest players of all time?
Oh. Ichiro, of course, is going to be one of the greatest players of all time.
No, you said D. D.
D. D. Come on, Ben. Come on. Listen carefully. Come on.
Hold on. I'm saying by eras. We're going eras here. If you start off, of course, you have to say Babe Ruth for his era.
Save this for Peter Gollenbach, the accomplished.
What about Garrick, man? Come on.
He is gonna absolutely.
I know he's gonna put me in my bases.
Yeah, think. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Peter Gollenbach, and then we'll finish the show as we like to do each and every week, making certain we insert our Body Armor Prep connection with Brad Richardson. We had a shutout on getting any of the teams over today, but I've got the next 4 weeks all filled up. So we'll be right back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay.
Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate, Gulfdale Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and, of course, all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickert alongside Brad Richardson, of course, Ben Botham, as we talk the world of high school sports and baseball. But we brought in the man himself on this MLB playoff weekend. He's kind enough to join us about every month. He's Peter Gollenbach. He's the accomplished author of Bronx Zoo and two or three dozen other titles, and very successful and kind enough to come down and join us. Great to see you again, my friend, on a beautiful Saturday down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It is a beautiful day.
Beautiful day to be alive. A great baseball day, actually.
A great baseball day. Unfortunately, it's not a great baseball day in St. Petersburg, which is a shame. We lose two games by 2-1 and 1-0. Where are our hitters? What the hell happened?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
15 innings. I mean, how do you not come out with a W there? I'm really upset that they didn't start Rasmussen.
Well, you know where I was upset? I brought Rasmussen in the middle of one of those games and pitched him an inning.
Yep.
Why didn't they just let him go?
That was the 15-inning game.
Yeah, just let him go as many as he could go. Mm-hmm. He was better than anybody else they were going to bring in.
They brought in the old man Kluber and expected him to.
You knew, I knew. Kluber was going to give something up.
Yeah.
Because Kluber's pitches are flat.
And especially against his old team.
I know.
He used to play against them. They at least have something on him. I don't know why you don't start Rasmussen and then bring in Glasnow. I was very happy with how Glasnow performed. He did.
He was terrific.
He was great. But I don't think you start him in that position, knowing that it's a must-win game. Because if you don't win, then you don't get to start Rasmussen the next game.
Let me ask you this. Why are you taking Blake Snell out when you're winning the game in the seventh inning in the World Series?
Well, hey, at this pace, Blake Snell may be in the World Series.
He just might.
Yeah.
He just might.
Yeah, they left him.
Yes.
They left him in the fifth inning with the Padres with a man on third, two outs, and what do you know? He got the job done.
He did.
Like what he would have done if the Rays would have left him in.
I guess it does. Yeah.
Kevin Cash needs to go on a hiatus whenever he gets to the playoffs. Just put him on a boat somewhere, let him float off, and bring in, I don't know, the pitching coach, let him run the team. Because for some reason in the playoffs, in the World Series, he just something ain't right.
Let's talk about the teams that are still playing. And, of course, growing up in New York, you're a Yankees fan. And how surprised are you of the Guardians yesterday?
I'm not surprised. I mean, look what they did to the Rays. I'm not surprised at all. Look at those pitchers. That Bieber.
They got youth. Youngest
team. They keep calling him Justin Bieber, though he's not Justin Bieber. He's Shane Bieber. Kid is terrific. He's absolutely terrific. And so are the other people they throw out there.
I'm not a fan of the ownership group, but I certainly love Tony. Francona is a class act in my opinion.
Oh, he's spectacular.
And at 63 years old, I'd love to see him, you know, have success one more time at that level.
he's had success wherever he's gone. He's you know, one of the top managers in the game.
What was his dad's name?
Tito.
Tito Frank. Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think about the starting pitcher for the Guardians, McKenzie? He's been in half of his starts, he's allowed home runs. Facing a team like New York, which is a home run hitting team, do you think that's going to come back to bite them a little bit here?
You can't just pitch two guys. You got to pitch other guys.
Sure. No, I agree.
You know, and whoever wins depends on how strong the length of your pitching staff is. So, I mean, they lose one, they lose one. But we'll see. I mean, he's just as capable of shutting them out as anybody else. Right now, the Yankees aren't doing a lot of hitting either.
Well,
you know why? Because every one of those Cleveland pitchers is throwing 97, 98 miles an hour. It's incredible to watch.
Let me insert one question regarding Aaron Judge. I mean, this is a rewind. I think it was 2016 or 15. I think it was rookie year. And Aaron Judge was hitless against the Cleveland Indians at that time. Do you think this is a mental thing, this slump?
Of course it is. Of course it is. The pressure. Whatever he did in the regular season, once the playoffs start, it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah, and he doesn't appear to be in it.
Well, this is similar to what happened with Roger Maris when he hit his 61 home runs in 1961. When Maris got to the World Series, he hit 105 in the series and going 2-for-19 in the five-game victory against the Reds. And Aaron Judge is 0-for-8 with 7 strikeouts so far this season.
I think what people do not appreciate.
Pressure he went through.
What Aaron Judge went through during those 162 games. He might be the smilingest, nicest guy in the whole wide world. But when he goes home at night, he's got to look himself out, you know, in the mirror and go, oh, boy, what do I have to do to get the 60th, the 61st, the 62nd home run to break this record.
And those last two really pressure packed.
Oh, my God.
And the 62nd, what, he had five games to get to 62nd?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that kind of pressure wears on any human being at any level. And, yeah. So what do you think your Yankees' chances are making it to the series now?
I can't imagine a World Series without the Yankees. Come on.
Yeah, wouldn't be baseball.
Well, that's the same thing that Dodger fans are saying, too. But
I'll tell you what. You watch that San Diego team play? Oh, my goodness. That's a ball club.
Beat L.A.
I would love to see that take place.
How many former Rays does San Diego have right now?
Two, three.
Snell and their first baseman, the kid? Myers.
Myers.
Will Myers.
Will Myers.
It took the great mind to call the name there. Yeah. but in fact, I would love nothing more than to see the Dodgers go down because I'm, of course, Padres payroll's right there alongside them.
It would be fun to watch that Padres team in the World Series.
How about, I said this earlier to Ben, how about Cleveland and Padres in the World Series? I tell you what, Fox would not be excited about that for a matchup.
You'll have a lot of 1-0 ball games, I'll tell you.
Do you give any credit to the lucky goose that came on the field?
I give no credit to that lucky goose. And I wonder, where'd that goose come from?
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody had to have thrown that out.
How could you bring a goose to the ball game?
Somebody had to throw that out.
Cubs in 1945, a guy wanted to bring a goat.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't let him bring the goat in. And so that was the curse of the Cubs, yes.
I've been to
the goat curse.
You've probably been there, too. I've been to the Billy Goat Tavern.
I have, yes.
Underneath the L there in Chicago.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Great.
Cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. It's Saturday Night Live rendition.
Yes.
Hey, before my ADD kicks in any more than it has all day long, you did radio in New York back in the day. You never shared that with me. I would really be nervous about my delivery because I got a pro sitting across from me. WR, that's a blowtorch, man.
Yeah, it was the biggest AM station in New York at the time.
What? How many years did you do that?
I did it for 9 months.
Nine.
I'll tell you why, because
There's no money in radio anyway.
Well,
so.
I'm an author and I'm writing books, and I would have to show up on Wednesday for my I had a show on every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Peter Golombach's World of Sports. And so I had to line up all the guests. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I spent doing it, and some of Saturday as well. And they were paying me, this was the biggest radio station in New York, they were paying me $100 a week.
And that's the world of radio.
1981.
People always say, man, you're on the radio. Yeah, yeah. And starving. Yeah, anything else? It just happens to be a passion, right?
And now it's podcast.
But it was wonderful. It was so much fun. You know, anybody I wanted on the show, I would call and they would come and do it.
Okay, one question, then we'll get back to the MLB playoffs. Who was your most outrageous guest and your most intriguing on the radio? Oh, call, because you've had so many people.
The most intriguing, Jim Bouton certainly was one of those. Bouton and I both lived in Englewood, New Jersey. We were close friends.
Was that after he wrote the book?
Oh, way after he wrote the book, yes. And after I wrote Dynasty as well.
Both of you had hits out on you.
Yes, we did. Well, especially after I wrote the Bronx Zoo, which told for the first time the story of what a crazy man George Steinbrenner was.
Well, and then you wrote the book about George Steinbrenner after he passed. That was good timing, though.
Well, when I started it, he was still alive. And I had the chance to interview all his classmates of his from Williams, classmates of him from the military school that he went to. He was the owner of a basketball team in the American Basketball Association.
ABA? Who do you own?
The ABA. The Cleveland Pipers.
Really?
Yes.
We have some mileage underneath us. I actually went to an ABA game back.
Sure, I went to plenty of them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and the stories.
George owned the team there.
And he would run out onto the field screaming at the officials. The team owner would run out onto the field screaming at the officials and get thrown out himself, which is hilarious.
Well, my buddy George, Jeff Mangold, who was the trainer there in the late 90s and early 2000s, he told me some off the record stories. And he was a little touched, old George. He was over the top.
He should have stuck to football. He was a football coach at Northwestern University and at Purdue.
I forgot that.
And he should have stayed there.
Yeah.
Because that was his métier. But his father, who ran the shipping business, said to George, if you don't quit football and come back and work for me, you will never take over the shipping business ever again.
Well, that wasn't a tough financial move.
No, it was not.
No, it was not. And the rest is history. All right. So looking at the performances this early, both of you, we'll get a prediction from all three of you of the teams that remain in the MLB playoffs. Who do you see in the World Series, and who do you see with the trophy at the end of the season?
Boy, that's a tough one. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I think it will be Houston against San Diego.
I would like that.
That would be an interesting matchup. Two very, very, very exciting teams, both on offense and on defense. And it would be different. There wouldn't be Yankees-Dodgers again. It would be something else.
And who would be the victor of that?
You got me.
I would go Strohs because they've been there before.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right, Ben, baseball Botham.
I have to agree with you, Mike. Padres, Guardians. I would love to see that, and I think both those teams are hot.
You think
right
it's
now.
Possible?
No, I think both the teams are hot right now. Look at the pitching from the Guardians, and look at the performance the Padres are putting up against the Dodgers. They pull this out against the Dodgers. There's nothing stopping them from going to the World Series, and then the Guardians. They got something special going on now that they're getting back into the swing of things, actually scoring some runs that aren't just off home runs like they did against the Rays. They're bunting, they're hitting the ball. I think they're going to be a good team, and they're going to actually make a good run here.
And they're so young that they probably don't even realize what they're doing. I mean, they're just going. Nobody's expecting anything out of the Guardians anyway.
Sure.
That's another factor.
Their amazing manager, Frank Kona, like you guys said earlier. He's a great manager, and I think he's going to do phenomenal for them and help guide them. I like him better than Dusty Baker, and I will say that.
Well, I got to ask you this, bandwagon rider. Why'd you get off your Mariners?
Well, because they're
They're down two games.
Mariners. Okay, they got. I thought that they had it, you know, but those two tough losses. I think they're going to take a third tough loss. I mean, they're a young team. They're scrappy. They got a little dog in them.
You got to say, get the brooms out, is what you're saying.
I hate to admit it. My World Series picks have been wrong so far. Of course, my Blue Jays got knocked out.
Yeah, the Blue Jays winning it all.
Yeah. That's not impossible.
Well,
except they didn't. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
but
a lot of things are
with that offensive team. With that offensive team from Toronto,
boy, another very young team too.
Boy,
future's bright for these
those. You know what's amazing? The most amazing thing, more than any of these other teams that you're talking about, was that the Tampa Bay Rays could win 88 games playing against the Yankees, against Toronto, against the Red Sox, against Baltimore. I mean, that is, whoever is running this team, the Tampa Bay team, that guy should be executive of the year. He does it with mirrors. I just don't know how. Nobody who I talk to can name three players on the starting lineup of the Tampa Bay Rays. Nobody knows who these anonymous people are, and they won 88 games.
But the only problem with that, and the same thing happened to the A's back in the day, the other clubs are coming and stealing that talent, and rightfully so, and they're going to be paid appropriately.
Yep.
If anything else, Stu should pay those guys. We know he doesn't want to pay the players, but he should pay the guys that are saving him money and working miracles.
Oh, I guarantee he is, because he's already lost five of them. Friedman is running the Dodgers. One of our guys is running the Red Sox. Another guy's running Houston. Somebody else is running someplace.
And look
else.
How successful that. Well, they're not the Red Sox right now. And who cares?
The Red Sox will be back.
Oh, without there's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
All right, Brad. Who do you got?
I'm just going to go with you, Houston, San Diego. I mean, that's what I see for right now.
And a winner.
Oh, I mean, Houston's been in it before. So I'll say that. I think Houston is going to definitely come out on top. I hate to say it, but that's what it's going to be.
We're the dreamers, Mike. Me and you are the dreamers over here.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, we remember a long time ago, Houston was being made fun of. They were called the Lastros. I mean, come on. Remember that?
Exactly. Well, and your Yankees, how much carnage is there going to be within the organization?
No.
If they don't win the World Series?
No carnage.
No.
The Yankees haven't won since 2009. So, I mean, it's just be one more
year.
Well,
that doesn't change the expectations of their...
But the expectation's the same every single year.
Exactly.
And George is dead.
And what about the Mets?
The Mets? What happened to the Mets? I really thought for a long while that the Mets were the best team in baseball. And then all of a sudden, in the last 2-3 weeks, they just sort of fell apart. You know, Atlanta caught them and passed them, and I'm not sure exactly what happened. The pitching sort of fell apart.
Well, you know, Atlanta's up against it. I mean,
we're
talking about is out west.
Yeah.
But if Atlanta is able to come back and win that, I would not count Atlanta out of winning the World Series.
I agree with you.
Similar to what they did last year.
No. They've got star pitchers, and they've got a lot of hitting.
Well, and this is almost a rewind of what they did last year.
Yeah.
If you take a look at it.
I mean, and the Phillies are hot right now. I will say that. And it doesn't help that the Phillies fans are pretty hostile out there. Did you hear them chanting?
Well, that's something new.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
I know, but I'm just saying, jeez, hear them.
Tell us something we don't.
Yeah, come on.
No, did you hear them chanting to Marcelo Ozuna? They're chanting DUI. DUI.
Oh, now that I didn't hear. Wow.
That's typical Philly.
Hey, yeah. But I'm just saying that.
I can see that happen in the Bronx.
Hey, did you see Sean Hannity last night? You talk about nasty and disgusting. Never mind.
I didn't, but we can talk about that off the air. All right. Well, as the baseball season wanes, do you dip your toe into following college football, or are you just a baseball guy?
One of my books was Go Gators, which is an oral history of the University of Florida football team.
Oh, fabulous.
One day after I wrote the end, at the end of that book, Steve Spurrier quit and went to the Washington Redskins. So the first time I went to Gainesville, I sold 150 books, signing books, and then they lost a couple games, and then I sold 60 books, and then I went back again, and I sold 12 books. Ron Zook destroyed my...
Destroyed your book sales.
Yeah, my book sales.
Well, you need to go up there sometime. Spurrier has a new sports bar, which is state of the art.
Wow.
Really cool. Yeah, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame puts a lot of events on up there, and I guess it is state of the art. Well, it's Spurrier. It might be.
Oh, yeah.
All right, my friend, any other comments? Oh, MVPs. Let's go MVPs real quick.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, no. I'm going to agree with him. I'm going with Judge.
Aaron Judge, he did something that was more special than what Ohtani did, even though Ohtani was the first person since Babe Ruth to win games and also hit a lot of home runs. But still.
Who made a larger impact on the team overall?
Nah, Judge.
Come on.
Judge.
The momentum, I agree. The momentum, everything that he did.
Not about the Yankees, it's about
Judge. Took him to the World Series. The Angels were a 500 ball club.
Across the country and journalism, you're getting slaughtered with your opinions. It sounds good, but you go ahead and go out there on that plank, buddy.
Look at the statistics. He is one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's also one of the best hitters in baseball.
Come on, Ben. Moneyball doesn't always apply to things. Come on, the idea. Come on.
I know he's not going to win either the Cy Young Award or the Most Valuable Player.
Exactly. Cy Young Award. What do you think will win in the AL?
Boy. Oh, Verlander. Justin Verlander, for sure.
Okay.
And I don't know the National League, so ask them.
National League MVP.
Staying out of this one.
I don't know. We're an American League town. I shouldn't be asking those questions.
Yeah, I'm staying out of that one.
I don't know. Give it to the old man over in L.A.
Freeman?
Kershaw. Kershaw, maybe?
Oh, Kershaw.
Isn't there an Atlanta pitcher with 21 wins?
Yeah, there could be.
Yeah, there is, and he'll probably get it.
Look what the arms and for the New York Mets did during series. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of changes taking place there. I think DeGrom's was a 1-year contract. That'd be one and done.
They're not getting rid of DeGrom. DeGrom is beloved.
Well, I'm looking forward to games like we've been following, because I thought there'd be a lot of sweeps, and that's not the case. So,
what's interesting?
Baseball's alive and well is the good thing right now. This is good for the game.
You watch because you have no idea what's going to happen in any given game. All the people I thought were going to win and end up in the next round lost. Every single one of them.
I bet the bookies were mystified on the direction some of these went as well.
They made 8%.
Exactly. They always do. All right, well, he's the great Peter Gollenbach. He's kind enough to come down and share his knowledge. We'll get him one more time and talk World Series once we get to that point.
Look forward to it.
Is that a deal?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter. All right, fellas, we'll come back. We'll talk high school sports with Brad Richardson and our Body
Ooh,
Armor
boy.
Prep Connection.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Pain that matters, the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Art Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties every game, and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
All the watch parties that we host each and every Saturday here at Ferg's 95 televisions. You got Alabama, Tennessee taking place a little bit later on. You've got right now Michigan, Penn State, Florida State, Clemson, Florida, LSU. It's a cornucopia of great contests tonight down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and this afternoon. And any other game that you want to watch. And then, of course, all the MLB playoff action will be on one of the 95 televisions across the entire area. And then, of course, tomorrow day, 1 o'clock kick, you've got the you got the Bucks and the Steelers, and we've got our watch party down here, and it's an absolute blast. I'm joined by Brad Richardson and Ben Botham. And Ben Botham and Peter Gollenbach are going to do a little battle when we launch our baseball podcast. What's the old adage? The bull and the young bull and the old bull, and you're the young bull. Running bull, down
Bronco, something like that, or
The adage of somebody diving into something without a lot of research and
I got research. He's just got a lot of
he's got five decades. Ben,
what does he do all day? I mean, come on, Ben. I mean, you spend all day doing that. You go and looking in passports.
All right, let's move into the prep connection. As you've done your research, he's Brad Richardson. He's the voice of Seminole sports and high school sports, and it's brought to you by our friends at Body Armor.
I tell you what, Mike. This week. This week's a Friday Night Football and all. I tell you, it was district matchups and also with a few games, it was running clock with a lot of these. I'll get to the ones that were running clock for sure, but just the standouts this
week. Explain that to our audience and maybe tune in and even follow high school sports, running clock.
So running clock basically is when after the first half of the game, if a team is leading by 35 points, all of a sudden it goes into a running clock because, hey, you know, the losing team, we just, you know, want to get the game done over with. We don't want to see any worse stuff happen. So during that time, you know, even if they go out of bounds, the clock doesn't stop. It just keeps going. So it was a lot of running clock for a lot of teams in
and
the area.
You don't want to be on the end of the running clock.
No,
say that, folks.
No. There's a lot of teams that I think were on the end of that running clock this week for sure. Just to talk about the real highlight games of the week. Northside Christian, 16-3 win over St. Pete Catholic. Northside will be moving to now is at 6-0 record district game that week. CCC, 42-7 win over Cambridge Christian. Definitely a running clock game for sure on that one. CCC moves to a 6-1 record. Get this, CCC is now ranked number 38 in the state of Florida by Max Preps. So. Wow. They moved up.
Fabulous season.
Yeah, absolutely. Eastlake, 49-7 win over Sickles. Another district game. Eastlake's now 6-1 record.
I had those Sickles kids over. God bless them. They're good kids, but that's a tough game.
Yeah, it was a tough game. It's also a district game, as I said. Oh, this was a tough one for me. Largo, 28-0 win over Seminole. I tell you, it was tough.
On the call?
I was not on the call. No, that was an away game. That was at Largo. Largo right now is number one in 3M District 7. Undefeated. Still undefeated, which is incredible for them.
Next week, I've got Coach Pascal coming down.
Oh, he called you. Good. He got back to you. Awesome. Yeah. Calvary Christian, big win. 55-35 win over Clearwater High School. Another district game. Calvary is now at a 5-2 record and first in 2M District 7. And finally, the one I always talk about because I love talking about it, Lakewood, 52-24 win over Gibbs. Another district game, 5-3 record. And actually, Lakewood is now number 67 in the state of Florida, according to Max Preps.
I think their record is 4-3. That Gibbs Lakewood.
Oh, 4-3. Yeah, you're right. Sorry. I wrote it wrong. Yeah, 5-3.
That Gibbs Lakewood battle is typically a neighborhood battle.
It's typically, yeah.
It's just sad, you know, Gibbs just doesn't have the numbers and doesn't have the tradition.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Gibbs, I mean, really what they're known for is definitely basketball. Whenever Lakewood and Gibbs playing basketball, it's always a party. I mean, even at Lakewood or even at Gibbs, it is packed. Sometimes they actually, it's funny, you had Eckerd on earlier. Sometimes they have to go to Eckerd College just to play that game because they can't handle the crowds at Lakewood. So they go there to play it, and it's still a packed house.
Eckerd has a football?
No. Field? Basketball complex, yeah.
Oh, basketball. Yeah, basketball. Yeah.
Basketball.
In fact, we'll talk about that. We're going to have we're involved in a tournament that will be moving down to Eckerd.
Oh, nice. And so just to go over the running clock games, a lot of these were district games, of course. Canterbury, versus Real Life Christian, 56-0 district game. Shorecrest versus Academy at the Lakes, 54-0. Berkeley Prep versus Dunedin, 52-0. Steinbrenner versus...
Oh.
This is incredible. Palm Harbor versus Steinbrenner. Steinbrenner came out 42-0. Osceola versus Countryside. Big district game for Osceola trying to make up for Seminole, 50-14. And finally, Northeast versus Hollins, 35-8. So I think they just came around. Hollins came around in the fourth to score and bring it back up. So it was a tough week. District games, the top teams versus the lower ranking teams. That's what I say about it.
You know, as I'm getting to know the state of Florida, especially this tri-county area, and talking to coaches and you, I mean, that's just such a delta between the haves and the have-nots. And I know they did a redistricting, and they've done deep reclassification, but it's just sad that there's not a closer margin between these schools when it comes to competition and football. It's just tough. Baseball and basketball, typically it's a little bit easier. But in football, you see this disparity, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, now, too, you have a lot of your private schools that are moving into these public school classes, these brackets, excuse me. And with that, it does bring competition.
That's just not fair.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you look at Clearwater and CCC, for example. I mean, CCC is always Calvary versus Clearwater. It's always a powerhouse. It's also a rivalry, but you see how they move in. Osceola and Seminole, they're in the same district and all that. It's some of these work really well, even though Osceola and Seminole are public schools. However, you are just seeing how the private and the public go at each other. And obviously with private school, the influx that they do get in.
Well, do you think, and I know you feel the same way about baseball, do you think that they should have just a private school league? I mean, a lot of states have this argument because they're such powerhouses. Should they have a league just for the private schools and then the public schools themselves on a district basis and on a national basis?
I mean, in terms of this area, most pretty much 90% of it, maybe 95%, is private schools have their own and public have their own. I've seen that. It's not till you get actually till regionals, you start seeing that merge happening between public and private. But 90% of the time, 90-95% of the time, they're going to have their own districts. So, and really, when you have public and private play, it's all about rankings. It's all about how they come in. A lot of these tournaments around here, around Pinellas County and even in Tampa, it's, you know, you bring them in to help rankings. The harder the team, your higher your ranking is. So that's really what it boils down to. So
it's strength of schedule.
Absolutely.
And Lakewood's a prime example of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been playing a lot of tough teams.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
because they knew they had the Gibbs of the world, which doesn't really do them a lot of good.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, Gibbs is, you know, it's still in a rebuilding time. I'll say that rebuilding year, I think, is, you know, too short. I think it's in a rebuilding time, and, you know, hopefully it'll be back to a powerhouse. So.
And did you have an opportunity to look at any big matchups this coming week that are.
Yeah. I mean, some of the games.
Notable.
I mean, really, some of the ones that are notable, you have CCC going against Carrollwood. It's another district game. You have the number one and the number two going at each other. Going to be a great matchup. I mean, Eastlake versus Clearwater. I mean, Clearwater, once you get them away from their district, they actually get a little more competitive. Eastlake, of course, right now, you know, they're a powerhouse team. So, I mean, Eastlake 49-7 over Sickles. So we'll get a chance to see that for sure. My Seminole Warhawks will be at home. They will play Palm Harbor.
Why? You got another one.
Oh, hour. Yeah. I guess we'll say.
Hour.
Yeah, hour. Fine. We'll make it plural. All right. So, and then you have Northside Christian versus Indian Rocks Christian. That should be another good one. And then, of course, now it's funny. We talked about Lakewood. Lakewood versus Largo. We'll see how that goes down.
I'm glad I have Coach Pascal on Marcus on Next Saturday.
Yeah. So Lakewood versus Largo. That's going to be another interesting lineup. Undefeated Largo versus nationally ranked Lakewood. Excuse me, state ranked Lakewood. So we'll get a chance to see how that goes down.
Well, Marcus played his college football at the University of Iowa. Was very successful there, all Big Ten. And I talked to him the other day. And he played with the Eagles for a few years. But great mentor for these young kids. Absolutely. And he's got two sons of his own. And he told me that were better athletes and better players than him, and he's following them at the middle school level.
Yeah.
And so Coach Moore against Coach Pascal.
Yeah, correct, yeah.
And I'm sure that each one of them want to beat the other one just as much as anyone.
Oh, absolutely, especially when, you know, everything's going on social media. It's all about, okay, you know, which other teams in the county are in favor of who? I mean, you see every poll, you see every single thing out there.
Everybody wants Largo.
I mean, I'll tell you
what. The Packers, baby. I'm a Packer fan.
I mean, Pascal, he's really changed that program around. He's really brought it around now. I mean, teams are now, and again, intimidated by Largo. There for a few years, Largo was kind of not a strong team, but all of a sudden, changing of the guard brings in a much better attitude and much better, you know, success rate.
He brought in that Hawkeye hard work ethic. We suck offensively this year, but we've always had that lineman, tight end, defensive back,
yeah,
the grinders, but we never have any of the marquee athletes.
No,
I'm sure he's brought that toughness that defense at Iowa has been known for years.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I wanted to touch on real fast, you know, you have choice of schools in Florida. I mean, all you got to do is just say what school you want to go to play a sport at. As long as you get yourself there, then you can play. So, and that's
ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, that was basically, I mean, originally I always said this, it's kind of like you had a football player that played in the fall and all of a sudden they wanted to play baseball. You know, they was like, oh, I'll play football at one school. And then by November, okay, I meet that deadline, I'll transfer to this school for baseball. You know, that's what I was hearing and all. I haven't really seen that happen that much.
Well, I've seen it just last week when they had the Boca Ciega baseball team on.
Yeah, all the kids from Osceola.
Two kids from Osceola.
And that's
they had beaten Osceola and they came over. Now they're Mike Miller is a great cat. He's going to build a program.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that was for football to baseball and all that. Baseball to baseball, yeah, that's common. That's definitely common for sure.
One last thing that I do not like, we're talking about private versus public and national versus state. I do not like the fact that IMG is ranked number one in the state of Florida in the high school world. They should not be ranked against the Florida schools. The resources that it's pay for play essentially.
Technically, when you pay, I think it's like $75,000 a year just to like live and go to that school.
I know two guys that sent their kids there and that blew up in their face. They didn't get to see a lot of PT and they didn't get the exposure that they thought they would at playing with their own high school and deservingly so. So anyway. That's a topic that just burns my old, you know what.
Yeah. I mean, and the other thing too with, you know, talk about IMG and all, you know, they have, I mean, especially just with baseball, they have like seven baseball teams. It's all like developmental to their main one. IMG Black,
The feeder.
I think IMG Black is their top team. And that team has just D1 athletes that are going to be playing in college and all. And you can see it. I mean, there's
not fair. They shouldn't be ranked.
Yeah.
They should be ranked against the national guys. All right. Plans for the weekend quickly.
Oh, my plans for the weekend, just relaxing.
MLB, NFL, and NCAA. Is that
I'm going to be catching up on a few games for sure, so that's going to be my time. Benny boy.
I'm going to go off-roading tonight. My buddy's got a Jeep, and we're going to go head up to the center of the state a little bit and go.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Wear your seatbelt. I need you.
I mean, last time, Benny, that you actually went out into nature was over in Yellowstone, and I'm surprised you survived that.
Hey, I did pretty well over in Yellowstone. I did good. I got real close to a buffalo. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that.
I've had plenty of those encounters going up that area. I tell you what I want you to do. I'm going to take out a life insurance policy on you this afternoon. And I'll be the benefactor. Well, I'll just make this the benefactor.
I'll change my name. I'll be back. I'll be Ben Hami.
All right, guys.
Interesting name there.
Well, for Barry Smith, Zach Luttrell, Peter Gollenbach, Brad Richardson, Ben Botham, Joe Berdow, Big Ed and Matt on the controls up there. I'm Mike Rickard.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.